the Rise Up See Red podcast, all about the Arizona Cardinals and the NFL, featuring insider and outsider perspectives. Enjoy the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Now here are your hosts, Jess Root and Seth Cox.
Hello, Arizona Cardinals fans, and welcome to the latest edition of the Rise Up See Red podcast, the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. I'm your host, Jess Root, from CardsWire.com, the USA Today NFL Wire site that covers the Arizona Cardinals, in episode 413. This is a solo pod. We've had two shows this week with Seth, where we talked about lots of stuff covering the Arizona Cardinals, free agency signings, the DeAndre Hopkins trade. But this show is going to go, I want to talk about the projected win totals across the NFL, is kind of how I wanted to go about that, because, you know, across the, we're now in April, and just at the end of March, sportsbooks started to release the projected win totals for the NFL teams this season. And Seth and I talked about in a couple of shows ago about how the Cardinals have the lowest projected win total in the NFL, tied with the Houston Texans. But if you actually look at the betting line, how the Cardinals, I believe the Texans were set at, both are at 5.5 projected wins. That's the over-under. But they are split minus 110 in terms of betting. Minus 110, both the over and the under. And the Cardinals are plus 110 over and minus 130 under. Essentially meaning that in terms of betting odds, that they are projected as to be the worst team in the NFL, which is really distressing when we're just 2 years out from a playoff appearance, a team that looked like it was destined to go the distance. Then things fell apart after that. The playoff loss, everything last offseason, the whole season, and then new coaching staff, and the hope that they would be better, yet in terms of odds makers, they don't see it. They just don't see it. And there's a lot of reasons why. Seth and I talked about it on that show. We discussed the fact that, well, it's a brand new, that rookie head coach, rookie coordinators, rookie GM, a quarterback that's going to miss likely up to half the season. We don't know how much Kyler will miss. We're thinking in between like 3 and 8 games he might miss with his torn ACL. They lost, you know, if you look at their defense from last year, they lost J.J. Watt, Zach Allen, and Byron Murphy. Watt retired. The other two left in free agency. Three of their four best players on defense, and they're gone. So the defense isn't going to be better. The offense isn't going to be better with Kyler still out. So you have a very pessimistic view. So we get that. But the purpose of this show is not to limit the Cardinals, except rather I want to go through the over-under or the projected win totals for each team in the NFL and kind of give my thoughts in terms of whether I think they will exceed or not meet that. What are the best bets for that? Now, you can catch you can find the projected win totals for all 32 teams on CardsWire. I have an article that posts all of those, at least what they post projected win totals were and the betting lines for both the over and the under for each team. It's on CardsWire. Just, you know, search the CardsWire projected win totals 2023. You will find that. It'll come up number 1 on the Google shirts, I believe. Hit those up. But the way, typically on articles, they typically organize things. They go AFC, then NFC, and the North, South, East, West. So let's be honest. The Cardinals, like if you're looking at lists, you always have to, unless they're alphabetical, you have to always have to scroll down to the very, 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 very end. How I'm going to do this is we're going to start with the West. We'll go NFC, AFC, and I guess we'll just kind of go opposite. We'll go from the NFC West, West, East, South, North, and then the AFC West, East, South, North. So going backwards, basically, because that way we get to talk. That way we lead with the team that this podcast is about, naturally. So let's go ahead and started as we look at the projected win totals. I believe the sports book that I used when I posted these were from DraftKings. You can find the DraftKings, BetMGM, but all of them will be roughly the same. But let's look at the projected win totals, and What are the better bets? Like, kind of what are the good bets to make for each team? Let's look at the NFC West first, where you've got the San Francisco 49ers, and their projected win total is 11.5, with the over set at plus 110 and the under set at minus 130. For those of you who are novice wage bettors, sports gambling is not novices to the thing. One of the things that I do as well, in addition to writing for Cards Wire, I do contribute over at Sportsbook Wire, our USA Today sports betting site. And you can, if you're new to betting, the types of bets you can get. But essentially, it comes down to this. When you look at a line and you have a positive number, it is viewed as a less likely scenario. If you look at game lines, plus something means, like, if you're looking at the money line or who wins straight up, that means they're the underdog. Well, the minus number, if you have a negative number, it is the safer bet, and therefore you are risking, there is less risks, and so there is less you can win. Like plus 100 even, you'd bet 100 to win 100, the payout would be 200. Like minus 110 means you have to wager 110 to win 100. So basically you get about 91 cents on every dollar won. You win 91 cents on every dollar for a minus 110. And the larger the negative number means the more certain the outcome, or the more certain projection of an outcome. And therefore, the larger negative numbers, it means you have to wager more to win, making it a safer bet, but also a less lucrative bet, while you have the positive numbers, which are you are going below like 50% likelihood of an outcome happening. So if we look at the San Francisco 49ers with the over-under set at 11.5 wins, the over at plus 110 and the minus at the under at minus 130, which basically tells us, what does that tell us? It tells us that in terms of betting, that it is more likely that they will finish with 11 or fewer wins as opposed to 12 or more. Now, the question comes down to that team is extremely talented, but they do have questions at quarterback. Can Brock Purdy repeat what he did in his stretch down late in the season, basically just not making mistakes and then letting the talent around him do the rest? He's going to enter the season presumably the starter. He will probably ready to go after his elbow surgery that he got hurt in the NFC Championship game. Trey Lance is the other guy, and then they brought in Sam Darnold. They also defensively got better with the addition of Javon Hargrave. So now you have a defensive line that includes Javon Hargrave, Eric Armstead, and Nick Bosa, and that's basically just not fair, right? They already have the best linebacker, arguably the best linebacker in the NFL, and Fred Warner. Dre Greenlaw is also pretty tremendous. And so you have a team that the question mark is a quarterback. The defense is tremendous, and the health of that team. Now, they play, well, normally the NFC West is an incredibly competitive division. This year, last year, not so much. You had two playoff teams in the 49ers and the Seahawks, and then the Rams and the Cardinals, which were basically atrocious last season. No, in terms of a bet, I'm not sure if the 49ers will exceed 11 wins, but with that plus 110, I don't mind that as a bet because that's kind of be right in that range. But if I were to project them to how many wins they'll get, it'll probably be right at about 11, 10, 11, maybe 12. Let's say 49ers, they're going to get the over. So that's a lucrative bet. Bet the over. I think they get 12 wins. 12-5 will win the division. The Seattle Seahawks are set their projected win total is 8.5 wins, and pretty evenly at minus 105 above, minus 115 below that or under that, meaning a slightly more likelihood that they will finish with 8 or fewer wins. Geno Smith returns. Do you believe in Geno Smith? Do you believe in what they're doing? They added Draymond Jones to the defensive line. They brought back Jaron Reed. We'll see who they draft Jalen Carter's a potential target. If Will Anderson, they might draft a quarterback. The question is do you trust Geno Smith to do what he did last year? That is the first time in his career he's ever done that. Now, he was extremely effective, and he was paid as such. Based on the talent they have, based on the fact that Geno did do what he did last year, I'm going to say that he's going to kind of repeat that. So, 8.5. Do I think they'll be an over 500 team or an under 500 team? I think they will win 9 or 10 games. So I'm going to take the over with the Seahawks. The Rams, their projected win total is at 7.5. With the over at -120 and the under at even money +100. This is a tough one. They bring back Matthew Stafford. They still have Aaron Donald, but no more Billy Wagner, no more Jalen Ramsey. This is a team that appears to be rebuilding or trying to rebuild somewhat, and doing it with a veteran quarterback in Matthew Stafford who missed some time last year. I don't know about, like, this is a team that obviously is talented enough, and if Cooper Kupp comes back healthy, then you're okay. That said, do they get to 8 wins? I'm going to say no. I think that their ceiling this year, that I think 7 wins is probably about what they get. 6 or 7 wins. And so I would take the under on this one. The Cardinals. Oh, the 5.5 projected win, 5.5 trip projected wins, and you've got the +110 on the over, -130 on the under. Here's the thing. I love the over on this. Not because I think that the Cardinals are going to be much significantly better. They were a 4-win team with everything going wrong and things kind of falling apart, and they're moving. We assume they're moving in the right direction. And, you know, if that defense is competitive, which I think it will be. I think this is going to be a scrappy, competitive team. 5.5. So can they get to 6 wins? That's 2 wins better than last year. And do I think this team, I think high end. Like if Kyler misses 4 games and they win 1, so they start the season 1 or 3, and then they get 13 games out of Kyler, I think they can go 6-7 or 7-6 minimum with that. That will put them, you know, at 7 or 8 wins. They're still not a team that's going to make the playoffs or be over 500. But I do really like the over more than anything because of the value. If you get that +110, it's only going to take a 2-win improvement over last year, when last year so much went wrong. And I think depending on when Kyler backs hit, it will change things, and I think the offense is going to be better. So let's move on to the NFC East. You've got the Eagles as the highest projected win total at 10.5. Then you've got the Cowboys at 9.5, Giants at 7.5, 8.5, and the Commanders at 6.5. The Eagles, this is going to be interesting because they've lost so many. Well, actually, they didn't lose as much as we thought. So they brought back Jason Kelce. They re-signed Fletcher Cox. They re-signed Darius Slay when they thought they were going to lease him. But they do lose Kaiser White. They lose T.J. Edwards, the linebacker and core. They lost their offensive coordinator and their defensive coordinator. But they've got Jalen Hurts. They've got their receiving core. They got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. You've got Gallus Goedert. That said, that's a lot. So they're at -150 for the over and +120 for the under. I kind of like the under. I think they regress a bit, and they are a 10-win team. While actually what I like are the Cowboys, who are over 9.5. The over for 9.5 is -125, and the under is +105. That's a team that last year should have achieved more. I think they will. The NFC East is always kind of a mess, and so I think the Cowboys and the Eagles are going to compete there. 10, 11 wins, maybe 12. I think the Cowboys can hit 11, 12 wins this season. The Giants at 8.5. Interesting notes. They overachieved last year. They made the playoffs, and it kind of felt like Brian Daboll Brian Daboll got more than he could have gotten, about as much as he could have gotten out of that roster. And so they're set at 8.5 with the over at +105 and the under at -125. I do like the under for them. I feel like they overachieved last year and will you know, I think they regress a little bit. I'm thinking probably a 7-8 win team. And then you look at the Commanders. Interesting one here because you enter the season with Sam Howell, second year quarterback, or Jacoby Brissett, now competing for the starting job. The over is +120 and the under is -150. But they are Neil Ron Rivera's teams, they kind of hover kind of around that 500 mark or a little bit better than that. They're scrappy, they're tough teams. I like the over for this team. I think 8 or 9 wins is possible. So we're looking at a standings for me. If I'm looking right now, I think it's going to go Cowboys, Eagles, Commanders, and then Giants. But it'll be between kind of 7 and 12 wins across the division. Coming up next on the Rise Up Sea Red Podcast, the best of our Cardinals talk on the web. Let's move on for the rest of the NFC. We'll talk about the NFC South and the NFC North. That's coming up next on Rise Up Sea Red. We're back on the Rise Up Sea Red Podcast, the best of our Cardinals talk on the web. We look at the NFC South next, where it is actually the Saints who have the highest projected win total in the division at 9.5, followed by the Falcons, 7.5, the Panthers, also 7.5, and then the Buccaneers at 6.5. The quarterback position is really less than ideal in this division, because you had Tom Brady retiring with the Saints. You still got the post Drew Brees whole situation. The Falcons, who moved on from Marcus Mariota, because but Derek Carr is now the starting quarterback for the Saints, which gives them kind of the leg up. The Panthers are going to have a rookie quarterback because they have the first overall pick. It's interesting that their projected win total is right there at 7.5. Frank Reich, doing some good things to the coaching staff. They traded up to the first overall pick. They're going to get, it feels like C.J. Stroud is the guy. And we'll kind of go from there. The Falcons, what are they going to do a quarterback? Baker Mayfield. You got Taylor Heineke and Desmond Ridder, the Falcons. You have Baker Mayfield for the Buccaneers. Ooh. Todd Bowles has dealt a tough hand. What they do offensively with Baker Mayfield. I think the Bucs are probably a 6-win team, so I go under on that. The Panthers with a rookie quarterback, their line is -120 in the over, but +100 the other. I think +100. I'm going to go under on that. 6-7 wins. Bucs with 5 or 6 wins. The Falcons, I don't know. They're -120 under, +100 over. I think they might be an 8-win team, but I still think 6-7 wins with the Saints. That division's not going to be fun, but here's the thing. I think where you've got the Saints at 9.5, over is +105, and the under is -125. I think the rest of the division helps them out. Take the Saints on the over and get those positive odds at +105. Take the Falcons under 7.5, -120. I'm going to go even money, +100, under on the Panthers, and also under on the Bucks at -110. And then we go to the NFC North, where the Lions have the highest projected win total in the division at 9.5, followed by the Vikings at 8.5, and both the Bears and the Packers at 7.5. The Lions with -150 over 9.5. They made strides last year. I think they're going to improve. Dan Campbell's got them in the right direction. Jared Goff doesn't have to do much. I think this is a 10-11 win team, so take the over on the Lions. It's not a good value at minus 150. It's right there on the edge of what you want to do. The Vikings, over 8.5. Yeah, they're going to be a 9-10 win team. That's kind of what Kirk Cousins' teams always are. The Bears, over, they've got a 7.5 is minus 120 on the over, plus 100 on the under. You know, even with the things that they've done, they still, I don't know, I don't think they've done enough. I like the under on this one for plus 100. And the Packers as well, under 7.5 at minus 150, assuming that Aaron Rodgers trade does eventually happen. If Aaron Rodgers somehow is playing for the Packers in 2023, jump all. In fact, maybe in terms of a nice little hedge, if you don't want to, just want to do, if you want to bet the Packers on the over with the just on the hedge, on a hunch that Aaron Rodgers doesn't go anywhere, that's an easy bet. But and because once he's traded, or if once there's news he doesn't get traded, those odds that the line is going to change drastically. So if you kind of get the hint, if you kind of get the feeling that Rodgers ultimately isn't going to go anywhere, go ahead and hit that over on the Green Bay. Coming up next on the Rise Up Sea Red podcast, the best our Cardinals talk on the web. We'll move on to the AFC West and the AFC East. What do we like in the other conference? That's coming up next on Rise Up Sea Red. We're back on the Rise of Sea Red podcast, the best of Cardinals talk on the web. The AFC West, always competitive, but it shouldn't have been more. It should have been more competitive last year, but it wasn't. So you got the Chiefs at 11.5, the highest projecting total, split over and under minus 110. The Chargers are set at 9.5 with the over at minus 125 and under at plus 105. Broncos, 8.5, minus 110 each way. And then the Raiders, 7.5 with the over at plus 120 and the under at minus 150. The Raiders. Jarrett Stidham, he the answer? No, Jim's not even on the roster anymore. They have Jimmy Garoppolo, and perhaps they're going to trade up and get a quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo, here's a sneaky thing. Garoppolo's a winner. He's not going to, if you look at his record in San Francisco, now, granted, San Francisco was kind of the perfect place for him because he had all the tools around him. But let's look at some of the tools. You got Josh Jacobs at running back. You still got Darren Waller. You've got Devontae Adams. So he's got an offensive. He's got an offensive trio that kind of rivals what he had in San Francisco. It's just a matter of the defense. He's pretty solid. I you know, he's not going to win you a Super Bowl, but he can get you there, as he's proven. Yeah, let's hit the over on that. I think they could get to 8 or 9. I don't know if they're a playoff team, but they can get to 8 or 9 wins. I think you could do that. Get the plus 120, this nice positive odds with the Broncos. Sean Payton, new head coach. Russell Wilson comes back. Vic Fangio, Vance Joseph, rather, their defensive coordinator. They're set at 8.5 wins. Cardinals fans don't love Vance Joseph, but they have some personnel that you'll like. If Zach Allen joins them over there, they had a very good defense last year. And now you get Russell Wilson and a coach with a history of playoffs. So 8.5 wins. I like the over on that. 9-10. I think they will compete for a wild card. And the Chargers, I don't know what to think of them. They're at minus 125 on the over. Can you ever trust the Chargers? You got Justin Herbert. You got a team you like, but that team just never, this always underachieves. I say they hit 9 wins, so go with the under. And the Chiefs, they got 11.5. They're going to win that division. They've got Patrick Mahomes, barring any injury to Mahomes. Be interesting to see. They still don't have a top receiver, but if they trade for DeAndre Hopkins, which is kind of like, for Cardinals fans, we would love to see happen, right? We'd love to, you know, trade him for pick number 63, kind of go from there. And yeah, you feel like the Chiefs are kind of locked in for 12, 13 wins every year, right? Kind of, it feels like their floor is 11, right? Their floor. So if their floor is 11 and there's the unders, then you've got your projected win total 11.5. That means what you're expecting them is to be better than 11 wins. I like the over there. The AFC East, very bunched up. You got the Bills at 10.5, Jets and Dolphins at 9.5, and the Patriots at 7.5. Of course, the Jets' projected win total is very much leaning on and betting on Aaron Rodgers going to the team. The Bills, they're at -140 to go over 10.5 with the unders +115. I think that's very reasonable, especially they are in the mix for DeAndre Hopkins supposedly as well. I think they're going to be an 11-12 win team, so let's hit the over on that. The Jets also, I like the over on them. I like the over on them, assuming Aaron Rodgers comes. I like what they did defensively last year. Their issue was the quarterback position. Their defense was fantastic. They didn't get enough from either Mike White or Zach Wilson, but you put Aaron Rodgers on that team with their offensive skill players, with Garrett Wilson, and then you've got the defense that they have that they've built with Rodgers. That's a team that's gonna compete with the Jets, with the Bills, to be honest. The Dolphins, interesting. It's +100 on the over 9.5, and the under is -120. And if this comes down to Tua, right? Can Tua stay healthy? He hasn't shown it yet in the pros. He hasn't shown it in college. I'm taking the under on the Dolphs. And the Pats at 7.5 wins. Do you think that Mac Jones can make them better than that? 8-9 wins. This is one I'm not too certain of, but I'll say, I have a bad team of vision. I don't know if the Dolphins are going to be bad. They can be bad. They don't have Tua, but let's go with the under on the Patriots. Let's go with the under. Coming up next on the Rise of Sierra podcast, the best Art Cardinals talk on the web. We've got the final division we're going to go over, the AFC South and the AFC North. That's coming up next on Rise of Sierra. You're back on the Rise of Sierra podcast, the best Art Cardinals talk on the web. AFC South. You got the Jaguars, 10.5. Titans, 7.5. Colts, 6.5. And the Texans at 5.5. The Jags, they look like they're going in the right direction, right? They looked fantastic last year. They made improvements. Trevor Lawrence looks like a franchise quarterback. Interestingly enough, the line is like this. It's under 10.5 is minor ones, -140, and the over is +115. I'm going over on this one. I think they get 11-12 wins this year. I think they continue their success. The Titans. It's going to be interesting to see. They're a team that have been rumored to be a quiet, kind of a sleeper to look ahead at in trading up, right? But that said, with Ryan Tannehill there, they've kind of been right there. You know, they're always in the mix. Even though it's +105 on the over, that's very appealing odds. So give me the over. When nine wins, I think 9 wins is reasonable for them, +105. The Colts, 6.5. They get Shane Steichen as their new offensive coordinator, but they need a quarterback. Are they going to draft someone? That's kind of what the plan, but they're at the fourth pick. They could get leapfrogs. The Cardinals with third pick kind of control the draft right now, because especially, Anthony Richardson, if the Seahawks, the Raiders, the Titans, the Lions want to trade up. But right now, their quarterback's Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew is kind of electric, but he's so volatile as a player. He's volatile. Interestingly enough, they're at -140 for the over, +115 for the under. I'm pegging them for 5 or 6 wins in their first year with Steichen. So +115. The Texans at 5.5 wins with -110 for the over and the under. Interesting. They're gonna have a rookie quarterback. Do they get to 6 wins? I think they can. I think they get 6 or 7 wins. Let's go the over on them. We look at the AFC North. To wrap things up, the AFC North, you've got the Cincinnati Bengals, 11 7.5 wins, the Browns 9.5 wins, the Steelers 8.5, and the Ravens 8.5. Interesting stuff over there. The Bengals, they are -105 over, -115 under. You know, that's a competitive division. I think 11 wins the division. So I think they could be better, but I think the division is going to be tough. So I think they're going to hit 11 wins. So I like the under for the Bengals. The Browns with Deshaun Watson returning. Sneaky like them at 10 wins. So give me the over for +115. And then the Ravens, I'm going to skip over the Steelers. Go to the Ravens, who are at 8.5. The over is -125. If Lamar Jackson is back, hit that over. I think that division is going to be crazy. And then the Steelers, T.J. Watt makes them so good defensively. I don't know if we like Kenny Pickett yet. Give me the under for the Steelers. 7-8 wins. Ravens are going to be looking at 10-ish wins. The Browns, 10 wins. The Bengals. So I think the Bengals, Browns, and Ravens are all going to dogfight for that division, absolutely. And so, yeah. And that kind of takes us through the win totals. The win totals for this show. This is episode 413. Seth and I will be back recording on a Tuesday night. This is the Rise of the Sierra podcast. Thanks for listening as always. Thanks for listening to the latest edition of the Rise Up Sea Red podcast. Listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Audioboom, or many other podcast platforms so shows are delivered directly to your mobile device. Please give the show a 5-star rating and always support the sponsors who support the show. We'll be back soon for the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Rise up, Red Sea, be Red Sea Red, and of course, Rise Up Sea Red. Whoa!